Hello, and welcome back to CC Airwaves. My name is Paige Matillo, and I'm here with my co-host, Joel Hansel. How are you doing today, Joel?
I'm doing well, Paige. The weather's nice. The trees are beginning to bud. Flowers are poking up out of the ground. Spring is here.
I was going to say, spring has sprung.
I am so happy.
I know it's finally starting to get warmer. We're actually filming this episode the day after the eclipse, so that was wonderful to see. And it just feels like everything's moving in a really good direction right now.
Agreed.
I can't imagine anything better today than to film an episode of Messages from Heaven and share some beautiful signs with all of you. So today we'll be sharing these heartfelt stories from those who have felt messages from their departed twins, signs that suggest that their special connection lives on. So I will start us off with our first story. This story was submitted by Brittany K. My mom and her twin sister Amy had a close bond. They were two halves of a whole, sharing a connection that went beyond words. Then Amy passed. It left a gaping hole in my mom's heart. She didn't know what to do, but found great comfort in praying. At the time, my mother was struggling with infertility, but this issue seemed smaller now that she had lost her sister. A few months after the loss, my mother found out that she was pregnant. It felt like a ray of light. She then prayed for a healthy baby. I was born on their birthday, a sign that my aunt sent me as a beacon of hope for my mother. My middle name is Amy, in honor of my aunt. My family tells me that I am their miracle and that I remind them so much of my late aunt. Life is beautiful, and sometimes it is full circle.
So she never got to know her aunt.
No, she didn't. It appears that her aunt had died a few months before she was born. I think it's really beautiful that she was born on their birthday.
That is pretty cool. And the fact that she has a lot of the mannerisms of her aunt has to fill her mom with some joy.
Yeah, just reminds her of her sister and everything that she was. Joel, do you have any twins in your family?
My aunt, my mom's aunt, so my grandfather's sister-in-law, had two sets of twins.
That's really cool. I didn't really know any twins. I had one set of friends that were twins in high school.
Okay.
But I've never really met any others. So I'm not sure, but they had a really deep connection. So I'm sure that's a lot the same for many others.
I'm sure a lot of twins can say that.
Mm-hmm.
Our second story was submitted by Alexis M. When I found out that I was pregnant with twins, my husband and I started daydreaming about our girls. We imagined them running around the house and watching them become best friends. We also debated if they would create their own secret language, something that we had seen on TV many times. Unfortunately, only one baby survived the pregnancy. We only brought home one beautiful, healthy baby girl from the hospital when we were supposed to be bringing home two. My husband and I decided we shouldn't tell our daughter until she was old enough to understand. On her 8th birthday, she woke up and told us about a dream she had the night before. She said she met her sister. I almost started choking on my waffles. I asked her to tell us more about the dream. She said that she was in a field playing with another girl who looked exactly like her. The girl told her she was her sister Katie and lived in heaven. My husband and I were shocked. That was the name we had given to our baby. Following this, we began to openly discuss Katie and even took our daughter to her gravesite at the cemetery. I had not acknowledged it until then, but I had never truly confronted the reality of losing Katie. Talking about her with our daughter made the loss feel more real, forcing me to confront my grief. This heavenly sign was what I needed to begin my healing journey.
So in this story, the sign from heaven or from Katie didn't even just help the twin. It helped their mother.
Paige, we've done so many podcasts and we've heard so many times from Rhonda that the duration for somebody's grief is different for every person. It seems like Alexis's mother didn't even start the process of grieving. It got delayed for 8 years until this dream that her daughter had. And then at that point, she was able to begin that whole grieving process and hopefully work through that. That's pretty amazing story.
Yeah. I mean, she just had a baby. I mean, there probably wasn't a lot of time for her to sit in her grief and actually reflect on the loss. She was too busy taking care of the other daughter. And so now that the daughter was older, she knew about her. They probably never even mentioned her before that point because they were waiting until she was old enough to talk about her. So it was probably very hard to hold it in.
And they even took Alexis to the cemetery to visit the grave. It was probably the first time they'd been back in 8 years.
Yeah. And it's beautiful that it brought them closer together as a family. And it also shows the importance of visiting cemeteries. And our last story about twins and their messages from heaven was submitted by Cameron C. I was just 16 when my twin sister passed away. Years have passed, yet I still find myself sharing the story of what happened the day of her funeral. It was November, and it was a cold one. This is nothing new in Ohio, but it seemed a little colder than usual that day. There was even a light snowfall. After her burial, I found myself needing a moment alone. I decided the best place to be alone and feel close to my sister was to sit in her garden. She loved that garden so much that she spent every sunny day out there tending to it. She was often told that she had a green thumb. Winters always made her sad, watching her garden disappear as the days got colder. As I walked towards her garden, I noticed one yellow flower standing strong. All her flowers would normally be gone by September, but this one was still hanging on. It stood out bright against the snow, almost like my sister was trying to tell me something. To me, it felt like a nudge to find hope in the least likely places. But if you take something else away from this story, that's great. I just wanted to share this hopeful message with others. I like that.
It has very strong symbolism of a strong, vibrant flower in this
cold winter snow.
Cold, wintry, snow-covered garden.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, November is definitely not the time that flowers are sprouting in Ohio. So I definitely think that might have been a message from his sister, just reminding him that even this might be even a different message than what he said, but that she's always there, that there is hope in the most unlikely places. You just got to look for it. That is all that we have for today. Thank you so much for listening. If you have received a message from heaven and would like to share it, email us at podcast@clecem.org or send us a message on our social media.
Until the next time, take care, everyone.